I want to present the work done by the data reduction theory group of GPB, and work done with collaboration with Michael Heifetz, Alex Zilberglied, and Mark Kaiser. And the title is Estimation Technique for GPB in Flight Verification, External Magnetic Field. So that's the part of big work on the verification of the GPB experiment. So what I will tell you, that small introduction, then magnetic shielding verification problem, analytic approach to the estimation and observable subspace determination of the magnetometer signals, then estimation and filtering, and then small conclusion. What we have? The problem is that in order to achieve a low trapped magnetic field in the science gyroscope, we need the zero magnetic field at the point of the science gyroscope. And the large magnetic shielding factor is required to keep the leakage field, including that due to the magnetic field of the Earth. And we need the magnetic shielding factor against variation in the external field at roll frequency around 10 to the minus 12. And these three shielding can help us to get the such small attenuation coefficients to the magnetic field. The magnetometers, I just take the slide from the previous talk. The magnetometers, there are four magnetometers which are located outside of the probe, outside of all four shieldings. They are approximately here, and they all are at the four places equally spaced. So what is the problem? Is that due to the magnetic field, we have two sources of information. We have squidded out signal, the main signal which we have, and then we have 12 signals from the four payload magnetometers. Each of them is three-dimensional magnetometer, so we have 12 scalar signal. And information structure of the magnetometers consists mainly out of two major sources. First is the magnetic field of the Earth, which probably provide us with three scalar linearly independent signals. And there, additionally, there will be up to 12 linearly independent signals due to the induced magnetic field, due to the spacecraft, and due to the some special magnetic torques which will be used in the spacecraft. And so the question we have is how to include magnetic field into the model of the squid signal, and how to determine the correlation between the squid readout and the external measurement of the magnetic field. So what we have is that this big formula is the model of our gyroscope signal. And the important part here is that we will have, due to the magnetic field, we will have some, we plan to estimate the correlation between the magnetometers and the squid as just 12 signals from the magnetometers with just linear coefficients. That will help us to take the first and the zeros order of magnitude. So we will take the gradient effects also here into account. And so, but then we will see that there probably will be observability problem, because the not all of the signals can be linearly independent. And the question is how many magnetometer signals and how they should be included into the model. And so the proposed algorithm is that we can take 12 magnetometer signals as they are and form the observability matrix for the our method and compute eigenvalues and corresponding eigenvectors for this observability matrix. Then we should take only reasonable amount of the eigenvectors, and probably it will be less than 12, and perform the coordinate transformation to the main axis. And such a way we will define the observable subspace and the transformation to the main, and we'll choose only L transformed magnetometer signals. Then the same model as two slides before can be rewritten in the optimal form, which will be numerically stable and can be analyzed with help of this augmented filter. And we did this. This work was done, and the results can be presented. The summary of results can be presented here. So we used the end-to-end test. That's a really big complex of the generators, preprocessing, and filter simulator. So filters are real, but generators, we have generators and preprocessing which just simulate the data which will come from the spacecraft. So we simulated squid readout telemetry, external magnetic field, magnetometers telemetry, GPS telemetry, spacecraft roll telemetry. And then we estimate how precise we can measure the attenuation coefficients of the magnetic field. And we find out that based on 12 hours of data, we can very well estimate the attenuation coefficients of the order of 10 to the minus 10. But they should be 10 to the minus 12, ideally. And using this software, we can easily subtract the magnetometer signal from the squid signal and provide additional accuracy for the relativistic drift estimation. And so what was done in details is that we generate really six linearly independent signal in magnetometers. Three of them were due to the Earth, and three another were just small deviations from the Earth signal. It was just a little bit disturbed signal. And we got that we cannot invert the matrix out of 12 magnetometers. But using this analysis, we can find the new subspace, which consists of eigenvectors of these six magnetometers, and only three of them are big enough to be well detected. So this is the real value of the attenuation coefficient, and that's the precision with which you can measure this. Three other cannot be measured with statistically significant precision. I can show the picture which can display this. So that's the six attenuation coefficients which we want to measure, and only three of them measure it with the precision which is cannot be seen on the picture, but three others are known pretty bad. So that really means that we have only three very well detectable linear independent signal, and in principle the same procedure can be done only using only three eigenvectors, and the precision accuracy in estimation of these three attenuation coefficients will be even better. And to conclude, I can say that the special numeric procedure to determine optimal observable space subspace for the magnetometer signals has been developed and implemented for the GPB data reduction software. The accuracy of the main strain vector estimation is not distorted by additional estimation of the magnetic field attenuation coefficients. And this augmented estimator allows to verify the magnetic shielding requirement and either demonstrate the attenuation is good enough or remove distortion due to the external magnetic field. Then augmented estimator will be part of the calibration and verification procedure. And so the same methodology can be applied to the similar sets of sensors, such as thermometers or probably some other. And I just want to say thanks to my collaborators. And that's the reference.
primary could measure the inverse external magnetic field as well. So is there any science that can be done?
The precision with which these magnetometers can measure the magnetic field is 10 to the minus 7 of the Gauss. But I guess, that's pretty good sensors. But the magnetic field around the spacecraft will be disturbed by the induced magnetic field. So I don't think that they will be used specially for this purpose. Yeah, they're very quiet. They, as I say, they have a precision of 10 to the minus 7 Gauss, and the noise is around the same level, so they're very precise. In comparison with the noise which we get from the squid, they are like noiseless. The answer is that we hope that we won't need this software. Yeah, that's only in bad case. So that will be generally just verification, but hopefully we don't need it.